Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NBA insider and co-host of Warriors Wrap Up, as well as NBA This Week, which you can catch right here on 95.7 The Game every Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. Matt Steinmetz joining Joe, Lowe, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Steiny. Did you get a chance to watch that game last night?
Yeah. Which game? I watched a few games.
What do you think I'm talking about? The Milwaukee Bucks? I'm talking about the national championship game.
Yeah, I saw the end of it. Nice. Great ending. I like that. I like that quarterback. I like Deshaun Watson.
You like him to the Niners at number two?
You know, he looks like he's got a good arm. You know, a lot of those guys can't really throw. They're good at running. You know, and they can. You know, they're good option type guys.
Steiny, what do you mean those guys? Steiny, what do you mean those guys?
Those SEC quarterbacks.
Please, thank you. Please explain.
You're welcome.
Woo, that was glad we got a clarification there. That's as Tim Roy would call that, Steiny. That would be a clarification sensation.
Okay. Yeah, no. You know, those guys that can't throw the ball, those running quarterbacks. But he looks like he's got a good arm.
Yeah,
good touch, good accuracy. I like him.
Over 800 yards in the two national championship games combined. Matt Steinmetz, our college football insider, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Also covers the Warriors every now and again. And Steiny, the Warriors, a little bit of a slow start against Sacramento after a dreadful collapse against Memphis. Where do you see this team right now heading into this four-game homestand?
I see them desperately waiting for March and April to come around. You know, they've been here before. They know they're going to the postseason. They know they're probably going deep into the playoffs. I think it's just a case of they just have to get to the important games right now, because I do think they're just a little bit bored. I mean, they don't have a lot to play for other than to try to stay ahead of the San Antonio Spurs. They're better than, you know, 25 of the 30 teams in the NBA, so they're not going to get challenged on a lot of nights. So a lot of times they have to just figure out what's going to motivate them on a given night. And against the Kings, you know, it was the third quarter. Let's go out in the third quarter and let's try to take care of this game because we didn't play well in the first half, and they're good enough to do that. But, you know, I look at a week like this week when they got Miami and Detroit coming in. You know, how much can they really get better? How much can they really improve when they're playing against teams that essentially they can play a quarter or a quarter and a half against and beat them?
Yeah, well, Steiny, when you talk about that and you see what happened, kind of the collapse against Memphis, you know, the ball's being stagnant, not moving the ball. So you think it's just because of boredom, or do you think that sometimes, you know, even with the Cavs when they lost the game, you know, the ball doesn't move as well in the fourth quarter? Is that just attention to details? Is that boredom? Or is that just saying, hey, Steve Kerr needs to do a better job of getting these guys to move the ball in the fourth?
Yeah, I think there's two different things. One is the boredom gets them into that bad spot with 2, 3, or 5 minutes to go, which is what happened against Memphis. And then I think they just don't have a lot of practice, or they don't have a lot of experience playing in crunch time with this team. And they haven't figured out who's going to take the shot or who's going to try to make the play, whether it's going to be Durant or Curry, whether it's going to be Klay Thompson. And that, you know, you only really figure that stuff out through experience. And they're blowing teams out a lot of times, so they don't even get to have meaningful possessions in the fourth quarter of games. So I think that's going to be something that kind of works itself out over the length of the entire season. The one thing I was thinking about was what's wrong with maybe giving Klay Thompson a couple shots late in games with big possessions? Because the one game the Warriors have executed this year at the offensive end down the stretch of a close game was against Detroit in Detroit. It was a game before the Cleveland Cavaliers game on Christmas. And in that game, Klay Thompson hit a couple big shots, and they kept it very simple. They ran him off a couple screens. He popped out for his wing jumper, and he knocked knocked a couple down. One was a three. So sometimes when you have trouble scoring late in the game, you know, maybe instead of overthinking it, just run something simple. Maybe see if you can get Clay Thompson a shot. See what happens there. But it just seems like what they're trying to figure out is it going to be Durant? Is it going to be Curry? Is it going to be Durant? Is it going to be Curry? You know, it doesn't have to be one or the other. I mean, it worked pretty well when they got Clay Thompson a couple open shots against Detroit. So maybe that might not be a bad way to go.
Matt Steinmetz, NBA Insider with Joe Lowen-Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What do you say to those who feel or believe that Steph Curry is in a slump this season?
I think they're missing the big picture in a big way. I actually think he's having a great year. I really do, because, you know, the question has always been about Curry. Well, is he a point guard? Is he a shooting guard? If he's a point guard, he's not a great thinking man's point guard, or he's not a pass first point guard. But I think that this year as a point guard, he's been great. And the reason I say that, Joe, is because, you know, they add Kevin Durant to this team and he's a 30 point scorer. Steph Curry was last year, and obviously Durant can score. I just think that Steph Curry is really given a lot of thought to his role, to how to divvy up the shots, to how to get Kevin Durant involved without losing Klay Thompson. I think he spent a lot of time thinking, well, am I getting enough shots, meaning me, Steph Curry, am I being aggressive enough? And I think now we're about halfway through the season, and what's happened is the last three games, Steph Curry's taken the most shots on the team. And what I'm getting at is that's the role of the point guard. You know, if you take a point guard and break it down into an individual game, a lot of times what he does is he comes out early in the game, he kind of assesses the situation, tries to get his teammates involved, and as the game goes on, if he doesn't think it's going that well, then he tries to maybe do a little more, become a little more aggressive. And I see that dynamic playing out over the course of the season. I think we're about halfway through the season now, and Curry's looking at things and saying, you know what, maybe I need to get a little more involved. Maybe I need to be a little more aggressive. So to me, he's doing exactly what a point guard should be doing. It doesn't mean there's not going to be bumps in the road, but he's thinking about the game in a very positive way, I think. And by the end of the season, I think the Warriors are going to be better for it.
Steiny, is there a fear that over the course of these 82 games that Draymond Green might wear out his teammates with his hold your feet to the fire on every possession attitude?
I think that's a great question. And I think that's the one thing we really don't know the answer to, is what the teammates feel about Draymond Green. I'm sure they love him. I'm sure they realize how important he is. But every once in a while, Dibs, you know, you're watching him throw one, a tantrum. You're watching that timeout against Memphis when he's walking over to the huddle, the length of the court, and he's gesticulating and he's shaking his head and you know he's mad and you're just thinking, okay, what's he gonna do? And you know, the other night, even against Sacramento, I saw him kind of say something to Klay Thompson on the sidelines after Klay Thompson didn't make the right play, and it almost felt like Klay was thinking, okay, yeah, just let me alone. And that is a fine line. When a guy goes from being a leader and listened to when guys start to roll their eyes at a certain player. I'm not saying he's there, but I don't think there's any doubt that at times Draymond Green can definitely wear on teammates a little bit.
Matt Steinmetz.
Especially when during the last possession against the Memphis game, he throws a tantrum, goes over to the corner, bends over, holds on to his shorts, and doesn't participate in the play.
Right.
That's a different level then. Then you're going to be the guy who gets in people's faces, but you're not going to be the guy who goes hard on the game's biggest possession. I think that's where it could get a little dicey.
Matt Steinmetz, NBA Insider with Joe Lowen-Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Thank you so much for your time, Steiny. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.